in a few minutes, but right now we got Brutally Honest. We gonna be brutally honest. Just like this, my son, nigga. Anyway, we back. We apparently having some internet issues. So hopefully you hanging in there with us. Hopefully you staying in or coming. Motherfucker, he ain't gonna even ask.
Quite a bit, man. There's a little distortion going on.
Yeah.
Signal issues.
Yeah, that's on the phone lines. And yeah, I promise you, the people on the other end cannot hear. The people on the other end cannot hear us transforming. They just hear skips in the radio. But welcome anyway, Cuzzo. Thank you for calling in, hanging out with us. But we're about to get brutally honest. You know how that show, how that segment goes, right?
The brutally honest. I can hear you, cousin, but you're going in and out pretty bad.
Hey, sissy. Yeah, I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to tell y'all, but
I know what to tell. Ask little Bucky, I'll tell you.
Absolutely.
Hey, little Bucky, tell him.
Tell us, little Bucky, what the hell is going on?
I think it's the Russians and Trump. It is the Russians and Trump.
Agreed.
They are colluding together.
Colluding?
And they fucking with Big Woo because they know we on their ass.
We about
you
to
know,
fuck them up.
Shit between him and Putin. Yeah. Putin got it going on. They don't call him Putin for nothing.
Putin got it going on.
They don't call him Putin for nothing. Where is he putting it? Ask Trump.
Tell me where you want me to put it. Put it in your ass, nigga. I wanna just reiterate that the phone lines between the callers that are online are a little choppy, but. You listeners, you don't hear that, so you're kind of confused as to, like, hey, what are they talking about? But I'm gonna just make it known right now that they, Bucky and Sissy and Todd, they're on the phone line right now, but they hearing a choppy me. But you listeners on the app and you're listening live at BigWooRadio.com and those of you that search us out on your podcast app on your iPhone, you don't hear this choppiness. All you hear is this smooth, mellow black man giving it to you hard, right where you like it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait. Go ahead, Bucky.
Not a black man. What did you say? Cocoa butter?
Fuck you. Mute. I'm going to mute your ass if you don't stop it. I'm going to fucking mute you is what I'm going to do. So I think with the issue that we're having is you know, this bandwidth or this internet or this Wi-Fi connection is actually causing some issues. And I think as we go along, it'll clear up. So just hang in there with us and we'll set you straight. I promise we will. But before we do that, we're going to have to take a little bit of a break. I want to play some music for you guys. That my nephews, as he's gonna call in here in a minute, Super Simo, he is gonna call in a minute, and they let me play some music that ain't even mastered yet, but they're letting me share with Big Woo Radio listeners right now, and that's huge because these guys are gonna be something special, and I hope you enjoy. What I'm about to play. As a matter of fact, I want your feedback. 704-489-3316. I want your feedback. And they didn't tell me to do this. I asked them, I was like, look, I know it ain't done. Is it all right if I go ahead and play it because I like it that much? And I don't want to, you know, just, I don't want to ruin it, but I do like it a lot. If you don't, let me know. It's all right. 704-489-3316. Shoot me an email, bigwooradio@gmail.com. It's bigwooradio@gmail.com. Or message us on right here on Spreaker, on the Spreaker app, if you got the Spreaker app. Those of you that are just now listening, just shoot us an email. Or if you listen to the replay, shoot us an email, bigwooradio@gmail.com or jt@bigwooradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know if you like the track. This is the group is called Make 'em Super. My nephews, Make 'em Racks and Super Simo. This is called Mood. Keep it locked right here. Big Woo Radio. Big Woo acting a fool with Lil Bucky. We'll be right back.
I just love your mood. I gotta get with you. So what we gonna do? Let's just bust this move. I love the way you over there.
But my money on risk. It's hard to believe it. I see it right in front of me. The booty is just like a bumblebee. It's like when you move by, it's like the wind blew. The ass look like tumbleweed.
I just love your move. I gotta get with you. So what we gonna do? Let's just bust this move.
The way that you shake it is washer on spin mode. The booty on beast mode. And your friends is never buying drinks. You must got the cheat code, baby, you bad. I don't gotta tell you, your booty is bigger than two watermelons. I know that the photos I see that you post them, half of them love you and half of them jealous.
I just love your mood. I gotta get with you. So what we gonna do? Let's just bust this move.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Brutally honest on Big Woo Radio.
All right, this is the segment that we got to be brutally honest. We just heard my nephews, Make 'em Super, also known as Make 'em Racks and Super C-Mo. The song was called Mood. And we want to be brutally honest right now. And we got, we'll start with Lil Bucky. I want to, and Super Simo, he's going to be here in a few minutes to talk about the tracks and talk about the group and just, you know, tell us about what they got going on, what's coming up, what to expect. Lil Bucky, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, good, good. Me? Good. I can hear you very well. I'm going to make sure we got this connection going. I knew as the internet warmed up to what we was doing, as soon as, you know, Trump and his boys realized that we wasn't really going to be talking about them like that, they let up on the internet control. So, all right, Bucky, that was Make 'em Super. The group is Make 'em Super. The song is called Mood. Were you able to hear the track?
Yes, and I tell you, it made me feel like, yeah, I wanted to move. that's a good dance track. You know what I'm saying? You sitting right. back, sipping your drink. You know what I'm saying? You with your lady, you getting your dance on.
Right.
Yeah.
But the track is actually called Mood. I know it sounds like Move, but the track is actually called Mood. M-O-O-D. M-O-O-D. Mood.
Mood.
Yes. Mood.
Yeah. I like it. Cause, it had that mood. I'm telling you. Little Bucky took the L off, and I was Bucky there for a minute, y'all. I was Bucky. Hell yeah. Bucky. I almost threw the wheat in that motherfucker. Buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Not buckwheat. Is that what you said? Buckwheat. Okay. Little Bucky
that
wheat.
It made me feel like I was back. Yeah, man. It made me feel like I was back in the day.
Back in the day. Okay, let's see what Sissy and Todd, if they still with us. I don't know. They might have fell asleep or something. You know, they old, Buggy. They old. Sissy, you here?
Nobody fell asleep. I'm here. And you just as old as I am. So cut it.
True
now
that.
I like the song, and I noticed that it said mood.
Okay.
So, Bucky, I'm going to need you to get in a better mood and open your ears.
I thought I said mood.
This show about to be ass sissy, not Bucky.
Bucky about to lose his spot. As a matter of fact, it's that time, y'all. It's that time. It's 8:32. It's time to ask Bucky. Ask Bucky. All right. So, Bucky. I think that was all right. I don't know. So as we look around here and look at some of the things that people have to ask you, I'm gonna have to start with Sissy. Ask Bucky, or Sissy, ask Bucky.
Bucket. Are you there? Are we still here, Mr. Wood?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes.
Okay, Bucky. So my question is, Bucky, what is the ideal relationship question should a man ask a woman if they're poly?
Polly.
If you don't know what Polly is,
Polly. Wait a minute.
Bucky knows all.
Just off the old phone book. I got it. Polly. Okay. Polly. I got to go back there. I remember that word. I'm a little old now. I think I've been around. I got to dust off some memories, some cobwebs. Now, Polly, Polly. Yeah, well, now. Give me the definition of poly for 2021. I can give you the poly for 19. Breaking up because I seen on TV what they call it, sister wives. Okay, watch it and see if you ready for that. Because if she ain't ready for some sister wives, better leave. But just walk on. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Keep it moving.
Has passed it on. Keep it moving. There it is.
Yeah, Bucky, back in the 90s, were you in a poly relationship?
Well, I ain't going to lie. I first heard it when I was in school. And that was when I was doing, geometry? And at that time, I went and had a class study, and that's when I understood what poly really meant. You get what I'm saying? 91, shout out to college. Go. If you ain't gone yet, shout out. Go to college because you'll do a poly. Or what was that? A trivector? You'll be in one of them too.
Trifecta. Trifecta.
Yeah, if you're in the trifecta, bro, you better know. I tell you what, it's not all right.
All right, let's see. Let's see if Todd got a. Let's see if Todd says, hold on, you can't just hog the ask bucket segment.
Well, I didn't finish my. I know, but I had another piece to ask to that same topic.
Oh, okay, okay. Go ahead. Good, good, good. Go ahead,
Todd. Go ahead.
All right, Todd.
But Bucky, what if Polly is three men?
What?
It don't have to be.
Oh, yeah,
Polly can be
no.
two. And you're right. Oh, and boy. Once again, the same rules apply to him. He's got to be ready to meat on the grill. That's all I can say. He better be ready to eat some extra meat on the grill. So that's all I can say for him. You better be ready, bro. You better keep a lot of mouthwash. Keep a lot of mouthwash, bro, and keep it moving. As long as you happy, you keep it moving, but know what you're getting into.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, we'll let Todd go. We'll let Todd go. I got my giggle.
All right. All right, Todd. Ask Bucky, man. What you... Ask Bucky.
What is good, family? What's going on? First and foremost, I want to say thank you for letting me on the air and kadoodle with you fine folks. What's going on, Cousin? It's good to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
And I want to be the first to say, unfortunately, but it was a great Cowboy game on Sunday. I got to admit, it was a great game.
Yes.
I'm giving props where props is due.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. But ask Bucky. All right. This might be a little bit of a serious question, Mr. Bucky, but I want to point out, I just heard through the grapevine that Dr. Black Man Colin Powell is now dead, vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and has now died from COVID. Bucky, your thoughts?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll say this about that vaccine. This is what little Bucky got to say. One, you go in the doctor for VD, they're going to put it down as what? COVID. That man was 80-something years old. I'm sorry, but... And he went through two wars. He went through two wars and still lived to be 80. Corona ain't do shit. Corona, look, it wasn't his time. Corona didn't do shit. Corona ain't do shit. The Lord needed him. And that's what little Bucky say. The Lord needed him. Corona ain't do shit. Right there.
All right.
Absolutely. There it is. There it is. Great answer. And I was scared of the answer, to be honest with you, Todd. I was scared of what was going to come out of Bucky's mouth. I'm glad that's what came out. Good job, Bucky. Great answer. Great. What is it like? Family Feud. Great answer. Hey, if y'all want to participate, ask Bucky at 704-489-3316 or 704-489-3316. As we go to our mailbag of sorts, we have a question an email. It's an email at JT@BigWooRadio.com. This is where this one came from. Bucky, William Shatner. Do I need to say anything? William Shatner just went 90 years old, went up into space, shot up in a rocket, came back down safely. The man was crying in tears. Bucky, should William Shatner have went up into space? And second, would you go into space at 90 years old? Would you take the chance to go into space at 90 years old?
Well, first, I don't believe William Shatner went into space. He may have went into a plane high, high in the sky, and he thought he was flying, because, you know, if you go up so much, you talk about Halo. I play that game, but you know what I'm saying? Outside of that, him going to the fucking space, I don't know about no space and all that shit. I just don't believe that shit. I don't know. It's hard to say, because they say we ain't went to the moon. How the hell William Shatner, 90 years old, if he can go to the moon, I don't know. I ain't saying going. That shit is still weird. Lil Bucky's still confused. Because if he can do that shit, why they making motherfuckers take a CNI test when you get 60 years old to drive around? How the fuck that fucking... I know it's a big space, but no, I don't know. And the people he went with...
I don't think he had to drive. He didn't have to drive nothing like on Star Trek. He didn't have to actually guide the ship. He was just a passenger. But still, at 90 years old, to go through those G-forces and the training to go out into space, and I know they probably dumbed it down just a little bit for him, Bucky, but still at 90 years old, I got to ask this. And he's not like in great shape. He's not like he's got a six pack abs and shit like that. He's a fat motherfucker and out of shape, and he just went into space.
Next.
Hey, who's making all that damn noise? Put your phone on mute.
That's William Shatner.
Right.
That's William Shatner. He hacked in the line. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. How did he get to go now? They got people who got to spend 30 years, almost close to it, to go to the moon or go into space and do all this. What is he? I mean, I don't know. But all I want to see, I want to see the next old person go. I want to see what happened to them. Yeah.
You don't think they're going to make it?
I think they sedated him. I think they put something in his smoothie, and his ass passed out, and he didn't know what was going on. That fucker probably was thinking about episode 5, series 6 type shit when he was damn passed out. I don't know, man. All that shit is weird, man.
That's what's up. I mean, it is weird. It is weird, man. We got to take a commercial break. We up against it. Man, thanks for y'all tuning in, man. Keep it locked right here. We still got more to come because we want to mind somebody's business. We want to talk about somebody that's doing a small business that need to be shouted out, or somebody that we may have did business with, and we want to holler at them, let them know that we see you. We see you out there working, man. I promise you we did. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere. Big Woe acting a fool with Lil Bucky on Big Woe Radio.
Just let me put the tip in.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Big Woe, Big Woe Radio. I'm chilling with my girl, Nayana Renee. What's going on, Nayana?
Hey, Woo.
Nayana just dropped a website, nayanarenee.com. And if you don't mind, Nayana, can you tell us more about your website so we can get nasty with Nayana Renee?
You so crazy. My pleasure. NayanaRenee.com.
You ever read a book that will have you thinking, making you climax, or maybe even wanting to check yourself where you're in the right place? Because that's exactly what you get from all three of my poetry books at NayanaRenee.com. I have Poetic Diary, Ambiguous Love. Yeah, that's one of them love things, but not your typical. Then we're going over to Poetic Goddess, Blind Silence, although the blind was literally coming from a place of abuse. And then we have your Poetic Box, Permanence Arousal. Yes, Permanence Arousal. Because each poem in that book guaranteed to make you want to drop them draws. So you can get all three of my books or one of your favorites at NayanaRenee.com. That's NayanaRenee.com.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Big Woo Radio, Radio, Big Woo Radio, Radio, Big Woo Radio, Radio, Woo!
We don't care if the people don't like him.
You gon' still listen to his channel, Big Woo, Big Woo.
If you don't like him, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, grandchildren. Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316. I can get in. If you want to get in. Now, if you don't want to get in, fuck off and go somewhere else and sit your ass down. It's bedtime any damn way. Anyway, sorry. Sorry. Thank y'all for listening live at BigWoolRadio.com. Everybody's downloaded the Big Wool Radio app in your Google Play Store and all of our folks search us out in the podcast app. We love it when you follow us and like us on all of our social media at Big Wool Radio on everything. We don't play around. We make it simple for you. If you just joined the program, you missed the first half, three quarters of this motherfucker. And we are past the Ask Bucket segment. So if you call in right now, you'd be like, I want Ask Bucket something. I want Ask Bucket something. It's too late. You had your chance. You had your opportunity. You missed it. But if you call, I might go ahead and take the call. But we got my cousin Talia in the building representing Wine 49. The girl knows her stuff about wine. She don't know nothing about naming the damn company. After the 49ers, you name your company after the San Francisco 49ers. That is not wise. But what is wise is her. She's very wise when it comes to pairing wines with foods, sweets. I didn't know you could pair wine with cake. What? Yeah, you can pair wine with cake, peanuts, candy, and even music. I ain't lying to you. She done it on the show. Go back and listen to the Florida Poetry Show, which comes on every Friday at 6 p.m. Me, Nima, JT, we are going to entertain you. We're probably going to inspire you. And we're probably most definitely going to, did I say entertain? Yes, entertain. And we're going to give you some poetry. Nima is a poet. Go check her out on her all her social media, Nima Shining Star L. She has books on poetry that will make you laugh, make you cry, make you dance, make you sing. I promise you. Go check out Nima Girl Productions, Nima Shining Star L on all social media. Wine 49, let me give them Wine 49's phone number. Sissy, just give them the damn phone number, please.
That's how we roll.
All right, look, Sissy, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time to be playing around with you, girl. I ain't got time to be playing around. Take your phone off mute. She done left the damn building. Anyway, she done left the building, y'all. I don't know where I did with her damn phone number either. It's like 973-223-3553, some shit like that. But if you listen back to the beginning of the show, I gave you the phone number, so we'll just go back to listen to the show again. Bucky, what's happening, bro?
I think that Polly made a call.
Polly. Yeah, she's like, all right, this sister wife shit ain't that bad.
Yeah. That Polly calling. One of them Polly's calling.
Look, Bucky, we might be changing the world right now. We might be changing the world, changing people's religion right now on this show. I don't know what's going on.
Whoa, I just got a on my secret phone on my little, you know, my little Dollar General flip phone.
The bad boy phone?
I got some information.
The bad boy phone.
My bad boy phone. I got some information. I'm sorry that I have to take it back, but one of the reasons I found out through the grapevine, they hit William Shatner with a Viagra, and he thought it was some new alien booty that he could get in space. He thought he was going to nail one of them women he had up there, but it didn't happen. The Viagra didn't work. He passed out, and that's the whole booty thing. So I want to tell you about it. Viagra works at 30,000 miles in the sky, and it works on the ground, too. Especially in the
park. He had some women up there with him. He had some women up there with him. Man, we got cuzzo. We got another cousin in the building coming to holler at us. I hope he's been listening to the show, but we'll find out from a man. TJ, wait, let me get you the echo. Like I like this echo, DJ. Hold on. TJ Scarlett! In the building. What's happening, cuzzo?
How's it go? what's going on, because I am, what's good there, little Bucky?
What's happening? When you going to space, cuz when you going to space? I know you know.
Hey, definitely not me, brother. I'll wait.
Ain't nobody going to space, man. Honestly, how many black people did we see going to space? One black woman went.
Two, wasn't it?
Was it two? I know it was one black woman. She went with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And can you dig it? A brother from South Carolina went and was in the explosion.
What?
Back in the day, it was a brother. Yeah. It was a brother from South Carolina.
You dig it?
A brother from South Carolina went up and he was in one of those explosions. What? I can't give no dates. I can't give no time. But I can tell you what, it was during the crab epidemic of 1980s and the 80s. It was during the crab epidemic. I tell y'all, I always talk about the crab epidemic. We forget about that. We talk about COVID. If you remember the from 85 to 90, it was a crab epidemic. I remember that. Everybody had the crab. So it was during that time. But everybody forget because other things happen. But yeah, it was
the crab epidemic. Is that a thing? Todd, tell me that's not a thing. The crab epidemic of 1980.
Hey, it didn't fuck with your boy, but it was out there. It was out there. I met Lil Bucky went to quite a few colleges.
Right.
I did meet one girl from Jersey. And yeah, it's pretty bad out there. Pretty bad out there. So I'll let
Oh no. TJ, tell me you avoided the crab epidemic.
I definitely avoided it. I don't remember an epidemic. I don't really remember it like that, man, at all. So I missed it. Thank God.
Well, I think I'm in this one with Lil Bucky. I had the crabs. It happened. And you just move on. It happens. You get blue star ointment. The motherfuckers fall off you like goddamn like apples off an apple tree. You shake that motherfucker, they just went bow, 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 just fall everywhere. Blue star ointment for all that. If the crab epidemic comes back, blue star ointment. It take care of everything. Anyway, Blue Star, pay me.
And I tell you what, too, that's when I found out that, look, I'm passing on a man's secret to everybody. Hey, if you shave your pubes, you automatically get about an inch or two, because once the hair's gone, you're shaving away shit that will have been hiding underneath the bushes.
Oh, hell no.
You will add at least a half inch. So some of you motherfuckers that might be insecure, shave about once a month, twice a month. And you'll have that extra, you know, that little half inch you need. You ain't got to go get no surgery. So I'm just trying to get y'all up. And that's a little Bucky tip. As you know, can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Show up. Hey, we got new music from Big Woo, and when we come back, we're going to mind your business. We're going to talk about people that got businesses going on. This is Wind You Up, Wind It Up by me, Big Woo, because I like to act the fool. Hold tight. I got a brand new dance for want to share with you. All the ladies on the dance. You say, push out your foot, now put your hand in out of the air. Wind up your body with this style of fashion. Can you do that for me? Say, push out your foot, now put your hand in out of the air. Wind up your body with the style and fashion. Say, push out your foot and put your hand in out of the air. Wind up your body with the style and fashion. Say, wind it, wind it, wind, wind it up. Wind it, wind it, wind, wind it up. All the ladies in the place, push out your foot and put your hand in out of the air. All right, look, I don't really have a record coming out. That's just me being stupid, trying to get to the end of the show. And I want to talk about folks' businesses, man. First, I want to talk about This is so, I don't really have nothing. But Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Waterbean Coffee, guys, is the greatest coffee in town. It's the best coffee. It's the best sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches. We got smoothies. We got your choice of tea. We got so many teas, it'll blow your mind. So come on up to Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. We got 9.5 locations to serve your all your needs. So stop by one of our locations, preferably 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown number 3, Waterbean Coffee, Uptown number 3. Stop there and I'll tell them Big Woo sent you, and I'll give you a nice little discount because I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I can do that for you. All right, so Cuz Old Todd. Well, we you've been on for a minute. Let me get Cuz Old TJ. TJ, shout out a business somewhere you might have been, somewhere that you really enjoy going, and let everybody know about it because we minding they business today.
I can't necessarily say I would know the actual address, but I can talk about, you know, a marketing company, and who's ever listening can go to Sanjika.com if you're looking for top-of-the-line marketing in any business. Sanjika is a weird name, but it does mean a great place in Swahili.
Mm.
So San, spelled S-A-N-J-I-K-A, Sanjika.com for marketing. And they do some great work, man. Websites, marketing, ad share, you name it. Goes down the line of what these guys are capable of doing.
Word up.
But I think that they're the best in the business. Been around for 20-plus years, so it's not like a yesterday situation.
Right. There you go. There you go. All right. Cuz Old Todd, give us a business, man. Give us a business so we can mind it for them.
Okay, we got a little production group called TNT Productions Group. TNT Productions Group are a plethora of consultants that put together and fund company. TNT Productions Group. Number is 917-560-2996. Again, that's 917-560-2996. We introduce you to all of our affiliates, associates, and consultants to get you the funding you need.
That is. Lil Bucky, let's shout out a business, man, so we can show out that recognition for everybody.
Well, here's a business I want to let everybody know. The business is called Lil Bucky. I do nothing but bar mitzvahs and circumcisions and divorces. So when you need somebody to come and laugh and joke, because at those moments you need laughter, you holler at Lil Bucky at Big Woo, and like I say, bar mitzvahs, you know, circumcisions, and divorces. I do all those parties, you know what I'm saying? So holler at Lil Bucky, he'll make you laugh, you might want to fight, but he ain't going to be around enough to fight because I got security. So just to let you know,
there it is.
You know, the names, places, and dates will be changed. The stuff that I'm saying, but right holler on at Lil Bucky. I will do bar mitzvahs. I love bar mitzvahs. I especially love them little hats.
All right, Bucky. It's 9 o'clock. Damn, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Hey, man. Hey. Yo,
shalom, motherfucker. Shalom.
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 Avant Nagila.
Exactly. All right, man. Love y'all, Cuzzo, man. TJ, Todd, Sissy, Lil Bucky. I'm Big Woo, man. This is Big Woo Radio. Big Woo acting the fool with Lil Bucky. We appreciate you. Peace. God bless.
Thomas.
We out.
Thomas. He's Thomas. Thomas.
Girl, just come and grind on me. Bounce that booty everywhere. You can bring your friend too. We can make you think I'm 102. I don't care how it happens, you know that I really, really want to. Cause I just love you more. I got to get with you.
So you're listening to Big Woo Radio.